Successful Minds with Patricia Barnowski Schneider, the show that takes you around the world to share interviews with some of the most successful and relevant people on the planet. Hear their stories and get the most important business lessons they have learned on their road to success, and get exclusive advice on how to implement their success into your life and business. Successful Minds with Patricia Barnowski Schneider is brought to you by the Strategic Advisor Board and your host, Patricia Barnowski Schneider.
Hello and welcome back to Successful Minds. I'm your host, Patty Baranowski-Schneider. Today I'm joined by Christina Milosevic, Business and Digital Marketing Coach. So welcome, Christina. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, hello. Thank you for inviting me. And my name is Christina Milosevic. I'm Digital Marketing Coach, Podcast Creator, and Professional Speaker. So thank you so much for inviting me to be a part of your podcast today.
Oh, my pleasure. So tell us a little bit about your journey from being a marketing consultant to coaching and podcasting in the digital marketing space.
You know, my journey started in digital space, 14 years ago for now, when I started running my team for the web and graphic design. And now I'm I started marketing manager and consulted in my team. I start from my experience, my coaching part in my KSM. There are two initial, the capital letter of my name and my surname. And then I started my coaching business part in terms of digital marketing because of my expertise from many years. What I do.
Very nice. So, what inspired you to start KSM growing business online, and what are the key services that you offer through it?
What inspired me? Thank you. It's such a good question. Because I worked many years with my team, and once I decided to be my own boss, and I think that I deserve to create my brand, KSM, Growing Business Online. And then inspired me with the freedom, time, what I wanted to, and just to show up, just to help people, support people from my expertise for many years in my experience. And then, I'm so supportive. I like to connect with people and work globally. And also, your second question is what I'm offering. Right. In my KSM podcast, Growing Business Online brand, there are three part of services. One is digital marketing coaching as a coach. The other one is a podcasting right on my KSM podcast, Growing Business Online with Christina. And third part is my speaking. So this is and I like this brand because this is me. I'm heart-centered entrepreneur, and I really like what to do, Justin, that I can create what I do in my life and start my brand.
Very nice. Building an online presence is crucial in today's digital audience. So can you share some strategies for building online visibility organically?
Yeah, in terms of strategy, everything what I do is organically, and I like the question. Thank you, Patricia, for your question. In terms to connect with, to build online presence, as a support, male and female entrepreneurs, in terms to use tools and strategies like, what I love to do is networking, is SEO, search engine optimization, word of mouth, and strategies in terms to have your, presence online, like if you wanted to, point is to have your website, your web page, your landing page, or if you wanted to have some kind of business profile on social media like LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, depends on where is your target audience. Right. So this is and you have a lot of tools to use it and to build your presence and your visibility. And also digital marketing plan strategy organically, how to create that and promote it. But anyway, whenever you use any kind of tool, you need to manage it. You need to know how to manage, how to promote, and how to do it organically.
Right. Yeah, I mean, there's so many tools out there nowadays, but if you don't know how to navigate within it, kind of like a puzzle. You have no clue. So yeah, needing somebody to either teach you how to do it or you understanding
exactly,
how to do it.
Exactly. 100% this is so true.
Now, as someone with a background in strategic marketing, how do you see the landscape of digital marketing evolving in the coming years?
In coming years, you know, that is such a time when it started, let's say, AI, artificial intelligence. Is it correct? Am I pronouncing it good? Artificial.
Yeah, artificial intelligence.
Artificial intelligence. And I know that is, you know, there are many people who will just, you know, that part will just break instead of entrepreneurs or people. But also, you know, we need to move that just to run. We can just navigate it anyway, because it doesn't work without people, without our brain. But digital marketing and digital strategy, strategic marketing is so important, you know, and I think that many of businesses and, you know, are going to be online, you know, and everything is going to be a network, you know, in digital space. And we really need to prepare for that, because this is in digital ages, and this is going to have much more platforms, strategies, and I'm such a big believer in that we really, and many jobs and you know, any kind of industries will move. Depends, you know, I don't know in percentage, but it's so important to the coming years, strategic marketing in digital space.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you mentioned professional business speaking as one of your areas of expertise. So could you share some tips for aspiring professionals looking to excel in public speaking within the business context?
Yeah, I like, I'm much more passionate to speak than to write, to be honest. And, you know, I like to speak, and English is my second language. But, I spoke on many summits, webinars, master classes, workshops, and also. And this is a way how I wanted to show up to help people, what is the brand? I'm talking about topics. How to start online business, how to run online business, how to promote your business organically, or how to use networking for business. So from my experience, it was, there were many people who just get some kind of idea to start speaking in professional. But I'm, you know, I always people just in charge as to how they will be paid about to speak. So I was speaking on many free events, but, you know, my intention is to be much more paid as a professional speaker. Mm-hmm. And find, you know, and I like just to invite people who are so passionate about speaking, just to start and try. Try with free connection, trying to promote your just pre-recording video, or just apply, sign up for some summit, webinar, masterclass, workshop, whatever, and you can go to some Facebook groups or some other. There are many people who can help you and try. I need guest speaker. Right. So this is a way that you can connect with someone and start your speaking engagement. So there are many people who are shy in front of camera, but just this is no cost for you to try.
Yeah, no, it's true. Networking is huge. I mean, you can do great on your own, but you want to network with other people and, you know, either mentors or people in the same space. You learn from one another, you know, could be potential clients, potential customers, potential colleagues. It's, networking is huge, and, you know, it never goes away. I'm still connecting with people that I worked with 30 years ago. And, you know, you never know who can help who. It's, you know, it's definitely needed.
And you never know who will see your, you know, who do you will connect with, you know, because when you see someone's post, you can connect easily or do a comment or something like that. Just people like to connect. To be visible, to be honest.
And it's funny, I wound up going to a meeting not that long ago, and I actually had one of the books that I wrote with me. And we weren't there for that. And someone just happened to notice the book and said, oh, tell me a little bit. You know, and that just turned into a whole other, you never know. I mean, who you know, who you meet, who you run into, how you can help them, how they can help you. You know, just don't be shy. Everybody's just got to get out there.
It's so true, Anna. That's right.
Yeah. Now, podcasting has become increasingly popular, as you know. So what advice do you have for individuals who want to start their own successful podcast?
I just wanted to share with you about my experience. You know, I was so shy in front of the camera, and with my mentor, we were running our Facebook group. And then she said, Christina, why don't you pop up? Christina, why don't you pop up in front of the camera? And I'm not too much comfortable with live on Facebook. And it was 21 day. I was talking about it in many of my podcasts as a guest speaker. And I've done like 21 day challenge. And in that time, I created 15 videos where I talk about some topic about digital marketing strategy or something. It was like something like that. And I hosted four entrepreneurs. And this is how my, came up. And it was from Entrepreneur Day, and I'm done rebranding KSM, Podcast with Business Owner with Christina. And I think that podcast is such a great tool because it's video marketing. This is a way how you can start promoting yourself, or you should start promoting your business and talk about your business. So in terms to you can go with a solo podcast or just you have some kind of guest speaker, whatever, and try to, this is a way how you can because people like to see you, people like to hear voice, people like to see your body language. And I think that is so, and I'm such a good fan of podcasting because I'm a podcast creator. For me, it was like, but just try. And I think that this is a future. It's very popular, but it's so important because you can go global, you know, if you do video or go to some channels to deliver it, or audio on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcast, or, you know, Podchaser, or any kind of, depends which kind of platform do you use and in which country you are in the world, which is a supporting platform. So I think that for people, and to be honest, you can go with podcast as your lead magnet to connect. And it's so important when you have your podcast to put call to action. What is your call to action? Below the video or audio, when you share it, when you deliver it. And also, you can monetize it. There are many kind of monetization. And I think if it's going to be donation, sponsorship, or some kind of advertisement for some companies. And also depends what is large of your audience. So there are many, many, but I highly recommend to start with your podcast. And this is what I like to do, especially with companies, to start their own podcast. I love that. But I'm not going to be a host, just to be as a coach to help them to move into that space.
Right. I know years ago, like, we had clients where we would do like quarterly webinars. And then I said, people want to see the face. They want to see the emotion. They want to know you're real. And like, say it's a financial company and the markets aren't doing good. They want to see your reaction. Let them know that you're paying attention. So we would say maybe do monthly 10-minute, just an update, you know, and this is before like podcasts were the big thing, but even something as simple as that, people want to see their face. They want to see the connection. They want to understand. You know, I mean, that goes a long way because you can get a letter from the CEO or whatever. That could be the secretary who's writing that. You don't know. They want to see you. They want to know that you're real and that you're paying attention. And, you know, now, of course, obviously podcasting is huge, but it's the same thing.
In terms of podcasting, you know, in my experience when I was talking about it, maybe it's going to be about 25 to 30 minutes because people don't have a focus about it. Just if you go longer, you know, 1 hour, it's too long for someone to listen. And I can drive and listen audio and video, whatever, but I can listen it and just, you know, this is like, and when you use it, you can use many free tools to create your.
Yeah, you could take pieces, make shorts out of it.
Yeah, some kind of spotlighting or, you know, just like, go to 2 minutes, just as you said, use pieces from that podcast and promote on many platforms.
Now, tell us, in the world of digital marketing, what are some common challenges that businesses face when trying to establish their online presence?
You know, in terms to, you mean like to establish online presence, but can you just maybe be much more narrowing that, maybe just your question?
So, like, what are some common challenges that business face? So they want to establish their online presence. And for some people, it might be, okay, I'm going to do a post, you know, a post or two a day. But that's not enough. Like, you have to create dialogue. You have to have interaction. Just, you know, so what's, I guess, what are some of the struggles that people, or what they don't understand, how to build that online presence?
Yeah, they don't understand because thank you for explaining your question. It's such a good question. Excellent. And I think that people just wanted to start building that online presence. There are many people who need to start with something. Let's say if you don't know what is online presence, how to do it. But the first and foremost, you know, if you are not present online, people don't know about you, who will work with you. This is right. Who could work with you. And then you can start with your website. You can start with many sign of presentation or be on some social media platforms. But also it's so important to post. And there are many people who come to me and say, Christina, I post, but no one respond to me. You know, today is such a big competition. And we are all in the area, we are in a Facebook group or somewhere that we can develop, like LinkedIn, Facebook, whatever we can create and we can move on many platforms, do webinars, create podcasts, whatever it may be within digital as a digital product to promote our business. We need to manage it. We need to speak to people. And sometimes you should do like organic, as I said, or you can pay ads like on LinkedIn or Facebook or Google Ads, whatever. But there are, you need to be so persistent and consistent. Sometimes you can post 3 times per day. Sometimes you can post 1 time, you know, every single day, 1 post. But just people, and you can just put that like, I know, just to be so attractable, like a title, you know, or just to do it SEO, for example, search engine optimization, how to optimize your image, how to optimize your post, how to, you know, there are many tools and strategies for that. And I think that for someone who wanted to start first, you need to go and learn what is a online presence, how to start with this. Just do some very simple steps, basic steps, and then upgrade for that. You can use a YouTube channel, use many kind of tools to start with something. Right. So this is how I started like this, like many years ago now. And building online presence is such a big tool. It's such a big topic, I mean.
Yeah.
And there are different approaches to it. That depends and what kind of industry you are. Based, product based, service based, or whatever, or you have your online shop, e-commerce, whatever. So this is, there are different approaches,
right.
And sometimes depends on, but anyway, we need to move in that digital space, and just don't be shy, just move forward.
Yeah.
Take steps.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely, it's a lot of work, and that's why a lot of companies will hire a team just for that. Because like I said, I know people who either one, they have a LinkedIn profile, they don't post anything. So that's okay. And other people, like I said, they'll post maybe once a day or twice a day, but that's it. And like you say, there's hashtags, there's various groups, there's creating a, you know, like an article or a story online or commenting on other people, or there's Q&As or
certain reels or whatever. As you mentioned, Patricia, is like, you know, when you know someone, when you meet with someone on social media or some organic, like say in a group, and put your answer on some questions and show up as experts in your field, and you go to the profile of that person, entrepreneurs, and when you see that someone posted, let's say 2 years ago, 4 years ago, or if you go to their website and see update. This is a point when someone that they, that people and customers and leads see that you're alive, that you're still in business, because, or people just put some post or some advertisement and they don't, it was like a promoting something 2, 3, 4 years ago. It's, you know, and it didn't do update. So this is so important to update. And because of that, when people see what was the last time when you post something, This is so important for you as an entrepreneur, for your potential customer who find you on some way to connect with you. Just this is so important to post.
And Yeah, I mean, LinkedIn and Facebook, they have various groups. So say if you're a niche, if you're B2B or a SaaS or whatever, and you go to appropriate groups, just you commenting in there is posing you as an expert in that space. And one of your potential clients could be on that, you know, or your potential customers, you know, so you want to kind of be alive and be active, you know, because like you say, if you're just someone who's online, but nobody really knows anything about you, there's no info on you, you're not really active, it doesn't make me feel confident.
As you said, for my podcast, Kids and Podcasts with Business Online Christina, there are many people who come to me and say, I wanted to be, or their assistant of some business owner said to me and sent me email and say, Christina, this is XYZ person. That person, he wants to be a guest speaker. And I get many, many, you know, emails for people. Either that I post, let's say, once per week, my podcast episode. And this is only one way, as you said, in the Facebook group also. And this is a way, the best way, when you post and put some comments. And this is organically. So people love that. And people like to connect and say hello. I'm so happy to connect, or introduce yourself somewhere. Mm-hmm. And when you join to some group, just introduce yourself. And you don't talk. You know, there are people who we are always in a space to offer something, to sell.
Right.
But, and people ask me about, by the way, you know, I'm digital marketing coach. I'm not sales coach.
Right. This is
different, because I can teach you and coach you tools and strategies and techniques, but I cannot teach you sales. Sales is the other part.
Yeah, it's all a package, you know. And this is where people need to get either a mentor or study and learn, because you know you can only get halfway through with one part, but you need the complete package. So now, can you share a success story or a case study from your coaching experience that highlights the impact of your approach on a client's business?
It was like one of my clients, she's from Caribbean island, and we met in networking events, and she started some kind of life coaching, something like that, honest. And we started working together, and she didn't know, she doesn't know about, you know, how to promote, how to start. And we start our digital marketing journey. And I'm super happy with her, because she's so in a progress, and she started creating her Facebook group, and then started promoting and creating some kind of flyer, you know, every kind of graphics and flowers and everything. And we were working together, let's say, for now 6 months. And I'm super happy with her, because she is not still shy with that. And I'm super happy with that. She saw and she said, okay, I see your progress. And when she put something in her group, you know, I always put some comment, and she always, you know, and I see that. And she moved some comfort to some conferences and start. You know, she didn't know anything about like Facebook group, about hashtags, about Instagram. She started building her LinkedIn page, you know, profile much more, and Instagram. And we worked together on those three platforms, because there were different people who use different platforms. And I'm super happy with her. So I'm so proud of her.
Nice. Now, how do you stay updated with the latest trends and techniques in digital marketing? How do you incorporate them into your coaching?
How I put everything together to coach someone, or just understand your question. No, I'm just trying to be clear on your question. Can you repeat your question again?
Yeah, how do you stay updated on, you know, the latest trends and techniques in digital marketing, so that you know how to incorporate it into your coaching? Like, what do you follow news? Do you belong to certain groups?
Yeah. Oh, thank you. This is, I follow many, you know, just follow up with many new, you know, videos, news, blogs, and with my mentors and coaches, just start to see what is new, new tools, new strategies, new techniques, new platforms, new tools for creating, because every single day we have something new.
Yeah.
Like, in, I don't want to just say what, you know, just to promote some platforms, but we are always in charge to learn every single day and to educate it and follow up and read about it, especially SEO, algorithm changes every single day on Facebook and LinkedIn and Instagram, and in terms of social media, but also in terms of websites. Because we, my team, we've done many years like WordPress and Wix. And so there are many, you know, always some new updates, and you need to follow up in some plugins for SEO, for example, and just to see and always get some newsletter. Because if I'm incorporated with some kind of the platforms, I always get some news from them as a newsletter to read it, what is new, what are, especially now, you know, that in terms of professional email is going to be some changes in February, you know, that in terms to have some professional and from like by Google or Yahoo, you know, just to upset that because of spamming, because of all those kind of things. And also just to follow up procedures, policies, you know, in terms of that platforms and need to be in that place to follow up and to be in focus.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just set it and forget it because you're going to get swallowed. I mean, it's the industry is changing every single day, and you have to be willing to learn. That's why I said be a constant learner. You know, everything, you can't just, like, even with marketing, I've been doing this for 35 years, and it's like, I can't say, well, what I learned 35 years ago applies today. Every single day, there's something different. So you have
to. Or last year, what was popular, maybe we, it's like, it doesn't exist still anymore. Mm-hmm. And we, and before, and my suggestion is, and for everyone who wanted to start online journey and digital marketing in digital space, just be prepared and be, have a, just be aware of that you need to learn.
Yeah,
to educate. Sure. If you don't know, just engage someone and connect with some mentor, coach, whoever knows to run you through the process.
Yeah, for sure. So tell us, what's the most rewarding aspect of your work in coaching, podcasting, and speaking? How has it impacted your professional growth?
You know, in terms of podcasting, I'm so reward for me, reward is to my podcast. Is on a feed spot. I got it as one of top 20. I got just personally made from the owner of feed spot. It has been selected top 20 on the web, instructs in online business. And this is such a good reward for me from nowhere. No, I didn't know about it. And this is opportunity to, for me, it's obligation to be better and better in that way.
Nice.
Also, in terms of speaking engagement, it's such a, my expertise is in progress, and every single day, it's like a raising up, like a develop. And in terms of people, and I, in terms, I build, this is the way how I build my community, my audience.
Right.
Connect with people, especially on summits or, you know, in terms of webinars or whatever, and, connect with people. I do some kind of, I have my partner's mastermind group, networking group. People like to join to me and do some kind of partnership with me to start working together. In digital marketing coaching, I like, you know, I'm in progress because I learn from my clients and also see their progress. And I really like what they do. And this is my obligation to be better and better every single day. And also as a speaker, and like today, would you just speak and be guest on your podcast? So there are many advantages. It's such a big, such a good feeling, you know, and obligation to be better, and you have some kind of reward for yourself to have such a good feeling, and also to be better, to get much, to, you know, to get new clients or have income or better than last year, let's say, and, you know.
Yeah, no, it's even with me, like doing the podcast and stuff, I've had people on who are in the same space as me. And people say, oh, don't put them, they're competition. We all look, first of all, there's enough business out there for everybody. But second, it's like you learn from one another. You might do things that I don't do. I might do things you don't do. And, you know, I know, like, even in my space, some people deal specifically with technology or specifically with healthcare. They have their own specific niche. So it's just always good to network with people in the same space because you're all learning something different and you learn from one another. And, you know, it's how we evolve in the space.
And I must say that the best way how I learn is when I work with people through interaction, interactive work, because this is the best way. You can read many books. You should read many books, read many blogs, whatever. But the point is, your best reward is when you do it from your heart, when you do it inside of you, and to connect your mindset with your inside of you. And when you work with people in person or online, like in front of camera or whatever, and this is the best thing because people like to share their experience. People love, and you can learn. And sometimes when I ask something, you will get answer. Ask yourself, or ask universe, whoever, maybe ask someone of your partners, clients. And people really like to help in that way because when we share our experience, we do synergy of our different approaches to the problem, to solve a problem, to get issue of that and get some such kind of positive results.
Yeah, I love like even working with other people where, you know, I worked at companies where people would say, you know, this is the way it's done. That's it. Nothing else to discuss. But I like when you say, you know, you can interact with other people and they might say, all right, I see how you're doing it, but can I make a suggestion? What do you think about doing it that way? Maybe I could say no, and here's why, and you learn something, or maybe I could say, well, that actually makes a lot of sense. And then you work together, and, you know, that's how things evolve, and you have to have that communication.
And it's some kind of brainstorming. Yeah. Sometimes when you know, someone who starts business or something like that, and, you know, and I started, but I don't know where to go. And someone, when you have someone on your way, you have never know who will be on your way of your journey to meet, as I said, on a group, in any kind of group, on social media, whatever. And you can see that someone can share it and you get your answer. And maybe some of your clients will be like a wind in your back.
Yeah.
To move and see what is the best solution in that moment when someone work with you or give some suggestion or share some expertise or share some experience with you, as you said, and get, because, you know, many of our 3-4 people can give it when we brainstorming to get one result better than only one person working alone.
Sure. Now, anything else you want to talk about that I haven't covered yet?
Yeah, I think that you asked me many questions. If you have something for, you know, I will be more than happy to answer.
Well, that was it. I mean, it sounds like you have a great program and you work with people around the world, right?
Yes, I work with people around the world, and I can just also, if someone wanted to join with me to give some kind of giveaway, like a coaching session or just to connect with me with free consultation, or, you know, if someone wanted to know something about how to build online presence, to get some tools and techniques, or whatever, you know, I'm always open to give some kind of giveaway for listeners who will come to me and join, you know.
How could people learn more about you? You know, contact
To connect with me. My website is www.team.promosis.com. This is about web and graphic design. And mostly they can connect with me via my KSM Coaching Facebook page, or LinkedIn Kristina Milosevic, or Instagram ChristySM7, or via email info.marketingsr@gmail.com. And, you know, I will be, you know, and there are many ways. Or KSM Growing Business Online with Kristina. You can go there on Spotify or on Apple and you will see everything. There are all information.
Awesome.
No, just to connect with me.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you again for being on the show. Again, that was Kristina Milosevic. So thank you again for listening to Successful Minds with Patty B. Never miss an episode by subscribing. So thank you again.
Thank you for listening to Successful Minds with your host, Patricia Barnowski-Schneider. Please leave your feedback and visit strategicadvisorboard.com to get the latest and greatest business advisement on the planet. Follow us on social media for updates, and we'll see you on the next episode.